right now. So welcome to our pre-show. And
shit.
Ow. So we're getting the show. So I got a 15-minute long pre-show because we're getting the show going late because I had all this bullshit starting with the 10 o'clock table read. Had a lot of stuff to do in this episode of F is for Family, which will be the season 3 F is for Family. I play a lot of characters. I play a lifeguard. I play this. I play that. I play a bunch of cats. That's cool. And thanks, Mike, for giving me all that stuff to do. I really appreciate it. Kevin Michael Richardson was in on this episode. He was sitting next to me. It's always great to see him from the Cleveland show. And Trevor Duvall from Guardians of the Galaxy, he's there. And Mo Collins, who's emanated. That's it. When you get nominated for an Emmy, you've been emanated. All right. Phil Hendry invented it. Mo Collins nominated for an Emmy. We had Debbie Derryberry, who's brilliant and does everything. And she is going to June Foray's memorial in September. And I said, could you please give me the date and the place? And she sent it to me, and I'm going to show up. It'll probably be packed. I got to believe it'll be packed. June Foray, if you don't know, a longtime voiceover artist who, among other things, did the voice of Rocky the Squirrel, did the voice of Natasha there in Natasha and Bullwinkle. I mean, Bullwinkle and Rocky, Natasha and Boris Batinoff, all that shit. Boris Starling. That was June. And just tons and tons of things. Played a lot of little kids. Really? A lot of old lady voices that were hysterical, too. What the fuck? Look, this goddamn Lon Chaney movie, who's the ruler of a what? Is he like a white man that took over this kingdom of natives or some shit? Where they filmed this thing? This is the nuttiest thing I've ever seen in my life. These look like white people with blackface. I would not doubt it. I would not doubt it in the least. That's how fucked up they were when they made movies in those days. We need some black natives. All right, just put some fucking black makeup on white actors. Now, that's a black actor. King Lunkabula. He come. What the fuck is this? What are these monkeys trying to pull anyway? Okay. Sometimes I think about Saturday's child. Now, big news today. These transcripts were leaked. Now, I'm going to use Frank, though, and he's going to be talking about a picture he saw of Donald Trump sucking on a pork chop. Some things have got to be stopped, and that's one of them. I'll stop that if I have to.
Well, I think Guy and I were. This is Kurt Queedy and Guy.
What is it? I forgot the guy's name. Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton. Guy. Oh Jesus! I don't know their names. Guy Barton. I got to go to Wikipedia. I mean, I have to go to Google my own character. I don't know the name of the guy. Kurt Queedy and Guy Barton. Plus Gary Dupree. That's me. By request from Periscope. Okay.
Well, I was very shocked because we live in an area here. This was Charleston, South Carolina, West Virginia. Yeah, there are Republicans, but they're not very demonstrative people. And looking at them, Guy, gave us pause because I don't know any of the people, even the people that like Trump, of which there are not that many around here.
The people that don't like Trump that much.
Generally, conserve their... But there they were on television... Really, you know, acting a fool. They were there on television, giving it their all, trying to look as good as they could. Phony as hell.
I thought that they're phony because I hear nothing but bad things about Trump around here, and the phony baloney.
Yeah, they're on TV, man. They're giving it like the Sandra Bernhardt. I mean, they were just man, like a damn Shakespeare.
Well, what's that about?
I think it's, well, they want some good things. They want federal things. They want federal love. A lot of people here, they think the coal mine.
Yeah, well, a lot of people on the coal mine.
Do the people there think that Trump's going to open up the coal mines?
No, the people don't believe that. They hope they get up a couple mine, maybe, and try to do it. But we sold the coal mines here to Russians. They sold it back for $5 million. I got $600 million on these guys I saw.
The what?
Yeah, one of our local coal... millionaires sold $600 million worth of coal resource to a Ruskie to a Russian, and he sold it back to him a few years later for $5 million. So, no, the people here, they're putting it on, putting on a real good act, just like a bunch of dancing bears, trained monkeys, and trained chimpanzee, too.
Yeah, they get up there like a chimp, like a chain, I'm going to say chain chimp, they chain a chimp up. And they're trying to do that because they want to get on TV and they want Trump to come and visit. And they want all kinds of different things. They want some freebies. You know, mostly what they want is for Trump to bring some of that reality TV show.
Fucking West Virginia people are so simple-minded. Only one. I've been searching for the dolphins in the sea. Yeah. Sometimes I think about
he came to this country, Tim Buckley did, in 1973. And look, there's a young Lionel Barrymore.
White master, no frayed voodoo. Go tell tribe. What is this shit, man? It looks like he runs the country from a fucking general store or something. They got him all hopping around a fire. Cripes, governor. The evil spirit is at it again. Evil spirit, my eye. It's somebody robbing me of my ivory. Trump today, you know, I dated a girl in high school who was the niece of Lon Chaney Jr., Sally Chaney. That's what she said. That's what everybody believed. That's what everyone knew, you know, and I went out with her for like a year. I mean, you know, nothing to report, but other than the fact that, you know, I was 15, she was 15, might've been she was probably a few months younger than me. And, I don't know, we had a summer together. And then what else happened? Well, that was about it. But she was she was related to Lon Chaney, the guy, you know. And then another friend of mine, he went out with, I don't know. All right. Saturday's Child. Where was this man? Huntington, West Virginia. Huntington, West Virginia. All right. And where's Huntington, West Virginia? And all the ways of war. Can't bring them back again. The Great Flood of 1937, Big Sandy Superstore Arena. Oh, that's probably where they had the thing. Oh, on main drag. How much time have we got here? Okay, 5 more minutes. Memorial. Where's the goddamn climate? Boy, it gets fucking record high in January. It was 79 degrees in 1928. Is that the year? Oh, that was low. what the hell? What is this shit? 108 degrees. No, let's see. For the year. The highest temperature for the year. That was in July 1942. Right? And is that what I'm looking at? Years here? They had, in the month of July, in 1942, 108 goddamn degrees. Is that right? I don't believe that. I think I'm reading that wrong. I mean, I'm reading the temperature right, but now where is this goddamn town in relation to everything else in Virginia? Huntington, West Virginia is right up there between Ohio. It's right at the corner of the state. Ohio and Kentucky, where West Virginia meets Ohio and Kentucky. Now, that's all well and good, but let me see a map of West Virginia.
Call us P. Huntington. Call us P. Huntington. I was the founder of Huntington, West Virginia.
The founder of Huntington, West Virginia.
The founder of Huntington. I don't know.
Huntington. Yeah, okay. So it's way over in the corner of the state. Way in the far western corner of the state. And Charleston, West Virginia, the capital and the largest city in Virginia.
In Virginia. West Virginia. Now you know. And I wouldn't fuck around. I'd tell you the truth. You know I would. You know I'm the kind of guy gonna fuck around and jack off and all that shit.
Well, I understand that, PJ.
You understand that from an empirical point of view, or you...
Aha. Oh, Charleston and Huntington are not that far apart. Charleston is also on the far western side of the state. A buddy of mine lived in West Virginia and had a West Virginia driver's license. And you know how driver's licenses are decorated with, you know, a piece of scenery from the state? like the California license plate license doesn't have anything, actually. I think it was just, but some states have their natural beauty. The West Virginia driver's license has log cabins sitting on the side of a mountain. I thought it looked charming. I really did. Yeah, you know.
You didn't?
No, I thought it was, wonderful.
Saturday's chat.
Charleston, West Virginia sits on a river, the confluence of the Elk and Kanawahukahanawalahoa River. The population in the metro area is 222,000. Man, that's nothing to sneeze at. I get me a radio station there, pump out the hits, get Charleston up to speed on a lot of, you know, the local cultural bullshit, sell them things they like. We've got play, you know, batter that you can cure squirrel meat in. I don't know what they do. Sell them ordnance for the squirrel gun, shoes, things they need. And normal things, you know, Tide detergents and something to cure that jock itch. And now what you do is you go on into that town and sign up a few of these accounts. Bill's Squirrel Meat Curing Mixture. If you want to cure that squirrel meat over the winter, and then I come on and I play the big smash hits. I put on, some Nicki Minaj jams. I put on DJ Khalid, you know. And some Drake and bullshit like that, and Young Thug. Just knock them right out of their goddamn socks in Charleston, West Virginia. Only the shit they like. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did you look at his license?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, man. Windy. I think we need to invent a fake club that Frank's a member of, you know. Yes, I'm over here at Risk Ganobi. I'm here at Ronaldo Hills. I'm here at the Ronaldo Hill. Well, I play Ronaldo Hill, you know, which is in the Palisades. It's right next to Riviera, but far more exclusive. No one gets in. No one. They don't allow. What do you mean no one gets in? I mean no one gets in except me and friends of mine. Most of us are attorneys. There are a few other businessmen, some oil men, but there's no entertainers. We don't allow any schmucks and jive. Some of you jive mad kids. No. Isn't that a funny thought? What it was like growing up with Lon Chaney for a father. They said that Lon Chaney Jr. said he just watched his dad. He used to love watching his dad putting on the makeup and stuff. Where's Return of the Fucking Mac, Jack?
Is that in the beds? Yeah, I think it might be. Huh? Show enough?
All right, man, here we go. I'm all ready to go. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show from Groove Central. Yeah, man. Testing 1, 2, 3. Hello, y'all. Hello. I'm Wes Hurl. I'm Wes Hurler. I'm Wes Hurlford and the Hurlers. Hello, everybody. This is Wes Hurlford and the Hurlers.